Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The nation's top infectious disease expert says now that a vaccine for the coronavirus has been authorized for emergency use in the United States, President-elect Joe Biden should get it. Speaking on ABC, Dr. Anthony Fauci said Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris should get the shots sooner rather than later.
This is a person who very soon will be the president of the United States. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will very soon be the vice president of the United States. For security reasons, I really feel strongly that we should get them vaccinated as soon as we possibly can.
Biden responded before traveling to Georgia today.
I want to just make sure we do apply the numbers. And we do it, when I do it, you'll have noticed. And we'll do it publicly.
The White House says President Trump will absolutely encourage Americans to take the vaccines and will receive one himself as soon as his medical team determines it's best. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is joining a new wave of congressional Republicans acknowledging President-elect Joe Biden's victory in last month's election. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports McConnell's remarks come a day after the Electoral College officially affirmed the outcome of the race.
McConnell congratulated Biden after recapping gains by President Trump and his administration over the last 4 years.
The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years.
McConnell also congratulated Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and said Americans can take pride in the first female vice president. He urged that the current administration end its term on a bipartisan note, adding that he looks forward to finishing out the last 36 days, quote, strong with President Trump. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is inviting top congressional leaders to resume negotiations today on the next coronavirus relief package. NPR's Giles Snyder reports lawmakers have been discussing a pair of bipartisan measures that could help break the months-long stalemate.
The group is proposing a $748 billion coronavirus relief package that could be attached to a huge government spending bill that lawmakers are hammering out. The measure includes money for unemployment, aid for small businesses, and vaccine distribution. The two main sticking points are in a separate bipartisan bill, the liability protections for businesses that Republicans are seeking, and aid for state and local governments, a Democratic priority.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 341 points. The Nasdaq Composite up 106. This is NPR News in Washington. The presidents of Russia and Poland are extending their congratulations to President-elect Joe Biden more than a month after he won the election. In a statement from the Kremlin, President Vladimir Putin wished Biden every success and expressed confidence that Russia and the United States can put aside their differences and work together. Polish President Andrzej Duda also released a letter wishing Biden a very successful term. A new judge will preside over cases involving September 11th terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. NPR Sasha Pfeiffer says this is the fifth judge this year.
The latest Gitmo judge lasted 2 months before being removed for not meeting eligibility standards. The judge before him resigned after 2 weeks on the bench. A previous judge stayed 9 months and then abruptly retired. Seven judges total have now overseen the highly dysfunctional 9/11 case, which is still far from trial, nearly 20 years after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. For now, the case will be overseen by the chief judge of the Military Commission's judiciary. He's expected to handle it on a temporary basis before naming judge number 8. Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
The Trump administration is publicly identifying two Iranian intelligence officers it believes were behind the abduction of retired FBI agent Robert Levinson more than a decade ago. In a statement, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin accuses Iran of sanctioning the plot that led to Levinson's abduction and then lying about its involvement for years. This is NPR News.